tonight, and then we had some guys step up and make some big free throws and some big plays late.
All right. Questions will start on the left-hand side, second row.
Shea Wildebor, JayhawksLane.com. Hey, Coach, when you're playing a team that's missing some guys like they were and hitting shots like they were, does it add more pressure? I mean, does this feel more of a relief than, I don't know, a win?
I would say it's probably both. I'm a little relieved. I don't know how you guys are.
Take away.
But I'm also very happy. You know, we've won some games in the NCAA tournament that were a lot like this, and we've also lost some games that were a lot like this. And so we'll take it. They played. You know, I heard Max say before the game they're going to let it fly, and they did. Even though Hawkins O'Connell obviously are capable of doing what they did. You know, Kaluma shot the ball so well, and he was shooting like 25 for the year. But I thought Trey played a terrific game and controlled it. And you know, we did our best to set on his right hand, but he still got right several times. But it's a relief, but it's also it feels great. You know, you can't apologize for winning games in this tournament.
Front row on the right.
CJ Moore at The Athletic. Bill, with Kaluma hitting the way he was, it made it tough because there's not a traditional big, right, for Dave defensively. How did you think he handled that? And then also his block late when he switches on. What did you think of that
play? I actually thought that you know, Kaluma made two to start the game, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know how many he ended up with. He make three or four for the game. But I thought David did a much better job on ball screen, getting back to him the second half. And it's a hard game for Dave. And Mitch ain't quite 100% yet. So that was a hard matchup. Inside the arc, I'm not great at math, but 9 of 31 inside the arc, and so we just let him shoot too many. And then the play that David made late to when we were trying to take away the three, and they drove it, and he blocked. Was it Alexander's shot? Yeah, that was a play that he didn't ice the game, but that basically put it out of reach right there.
On the left, in the front row.
Matt Tate, Lawrence Journal World. Another play kind of like that. Ochai, you get the steal off the deflection and the dunk to put you guys back up three. What'd you see on that, and how big was that? And kind of following up on that, it seemed like you guys had a lot of those moments where it was 3-6, and then they'd keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And how hard was it to kind of push it back every time like that?
Yeah, no, they were battling hard the whole game. Credit to them. But we just need – there's just those possessions that we knew we had to get, late in the stretch where whether it was a rebound or executing a play just to break away from getting in that range of them being close. But I'm just proud of my team for today's performance.
It's kind of a popular thing this week, but can Ochai and Jalen both talk about Remy tonight? 20 points, most as a Jayhawk. It really got cooking in the first half again. Just what did he bring tonight, and how important was it?
He was player of the game. I mean, with his energy, him being able to create his own shot, especially when we needed a shot late in the clock, for him to be so much of a good teammate throughout the year and, show leadership throughout the year, no matter what was going on. I mean, and now for him to step up like this is huge. I mean, he makes our team go farther than what we could without him.
Just saying, basically what J.B. said, his attitude the whole entire year, I think, is what has gotten, him prepared for this moment, for him to shine, for him to go out there and just, be Remy. It was really nice to see, and, I'm just so proud of him, too.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Back on the right in the front.
A couple things. First, Bill, you said in your opening statement that you don't know if this is a type of game you win a couple of months ago. Can you just expand on that?
Well, I think that we have been a team that that has scored easier than we've actually defended. Tonight, we didn't defend great. Don't get me wrong. They still got over 70. But when the offense was bad, we defended and did some toughness things, especially late game possessions, which I thought was very positive. They played us different than anybody's played us all year long and defensively. We never really figured it out. But we had enough guys make shots and make enough plays that we were able to overcome it.
Ochai, what just this past few weeks been like for you as you're trying to figure out your shot and get back to what it was early in the season?
I wouldn't say anything different. I'm not stressing or pressing anything as far as my shot. But my teammates they're telling me to shoot it every time I'm open. They have full confidence in me, so I'm gonna keep shooting it.
He did not to interrupt, but he didn't shoot it well the first half, but he made some big time shots off 2 feet the second half that really the three he made behind the dribble handoff and a couple of plays off little pin downs that were huge for us.
We have it on the left.
Hey, Coach, I'm just wondering, you're up one late and you do get the steal and dunk. What's going on in your mind? Do you see it or are you thinking next possession or what exactly is going through your head at that point?
Before or after the dunk?
Before and then.
Yeah, I think we caught a break there. They were running that same play where it was a ball screen and they were lifting the guy and it was just a bad pass, but he mishandled it. And then, obviously we got a break there and got the steal and the dunk. But after that, just, that's a momentum changer in games like this. So it was just a big play.
Back on the right in the second row.
Aaron Ladd, KSHB. For whoever the players want to answer, you all talked about shifting the mindset after Big 12. What was kind of the mindset in the locker room after this one?
Mr. Wilson, you want to start on that and then we'll go down the line?
I mean, coming into this tournament, you never know who we're going to play. Never know the style. I mean, I think, like Coach said today, the way they guard us was pretty different than what we've seen before. So just coming in and having to play our same type of game and, even though teams adjust, we still got to stick to what we do best.
Yeah, I would say just, be ourselves and, tighten up on little things because, the little things, down the stretch are magnified. So I think just being ourselves, play freely, and just, on the defensive end, just lock in a little bit. Everything just needs to get tightened up. So that was just a mindset shift.
And I would say just being present in the moment, not regretting anything when we're out there on the court, knowing that, it is on us to make these plays and to, we want to be successful. To make those plays to be successful. So just being present in the moment, not getting too ahead of ourselves.
Back on the left.
A couple things about pregame for Remy and Ochai. Second game in a row, you guys had to wait for overtime before you. So you go back to the locker room. Take us through how challenging that is. What's the process and how much does that affect you? And then also pregame, the one seeds in this tournament are kind of a fraternity, right? Everybody's keeping an eye on what the ones are doing. And right out there, one of them that you know really well went down. Are you aware of that? Does that get in your heads at all? Do you even realize that happened?
I would say that's when you really just have to be focused, even more focused. Usually you go into games and everything's on schedule, everything's on time. You warm up and then you go and take the court. And then you have a situation where the game's going to overtime. So you just got to stay focused, keep your body ready, keep your mind ready. Just your approach to the game just got to be like that.
Is it
as easy as
it's very simple, man. We had to play basketball, so it's just tough when you want to go out there and it gets pushed back, but mindset still stays the same. So keep getting ready, make sure your body's warm, but we hit a hoop, so once we get on that court, everything's forgotten.
Okay. Take two on the right, first and second row, and then back to the front row.
Yeah, Remy, Chris Lilly with Cake TV. Can you describe and put into words this run that you're on? And was there a point maybe at some point in the season where you didn't think you'd be able to be back at this form?
No, I mean, the guys and my family, the group, I have a pretty tight-knit group, so keep my confidence going, they keep my mental going. So I always, felt like I had something in me. But there's nothing to it. I just keep it simple. I just go out there and try to give it my all and play. I mean, I wasn't going out there trying to, do anything different. They were giving me shots, and I just had to knock it in the first half. So I just like, wearing this uniform. I love everything everything about it. I just love playing the game itself, so I'm just happy.
We have time for a few more for the Jayhawks. Front row on the right.
Bill, this is the round you lost in a year ago, and after that game you said, you know, you felt like you needed to go add a couple things, need to get more athletic. Do you feel like what you added and the way this roster can kind of, you can kind of be a chameleon, like, you know, play different styles if you had to adjust to Creighton, kind of where do you feel like you are there and just maybe having different pitches than you had a year ago?
Well, I think we're obviously a better team than we were a year ago. Of course, last year in the tournament, we also had two starters get COVID too. So that didn't, and one of them had a broken foot. So that didn't help a lot, but we needed to. We needed to add a couple of pieces, and we were able to. But the biggest piece we added, obviously, was Remy. I still think this, that we're still yet to be our best yet. I mean, I still believe we got another gear or another step we can take. And even though teams can defend us a certain way and give us problems, I've said many times in the NCAA tournament, and it happened with Creighton tonight, you got to have guys take some marginal shots and make them. And Remy obviously took good shots, but you know, you don't expect a guy, I don't know what he was from the field this first half, 6 of 8 or 6 of 9, and you don't expect point guards to do that, but that kept us in the game, and then second half we kind of spread the wealth a little bit, but we're a different team with him. And certainly if they're going to put their four man on Juan and back all the way up underneath the basket, and we're not going to throw it inside much that way, so we got to have some guys make some shots, and he bailed us out, you know, once again.
Front row on the left, and then we'll go to the back for the last one.
Bill, do you have an idea of how you guys will handle this next, you know, handful of days ahead of making your next trip out?
Yeah, I think so. I would think that we'll definitely take tomorrow off. I would think that I'll ask the guys what they want to do, if they want to have Monday off. Or we could do a walkthrough on Monday and then just, you know, practice Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. But I'm going to find a way to get them off their feet 2 days. I think that even though they didn't earn it today, I think that would be something that would probably benefit us right now with our tired bodies.
Okay. Last one in the back.
Mackenzie Nelson with KSHB 41. This question is for Ochai. Your first field goal didn't come till the second half. Did your teammates or coach say anything to you at half? Time that helped you kind of turn it on?
It was really, really progressively throughout the game. Even in the first half, everyone was like, you know, just keep taking those shots. They're all good looks. Even Coach So was saying those were good looks. So when I know they have that confidence in me, it's you know, it makes it a lot more easier to you know, step up and make those shots. Not a lot of pressure. So.
All right.